Avocado, we have our first ever repeat guest. I don't think we've ever had anyone on twice
Oh my
before,
gosh.
but we have my sister Laurel who's on, and she was on two a year and a half ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It would have been like a year ago. Oh,
A
no,
year and a
actually, no.
half.
It's like
You were
closer
in
to
high
2 years.
school or you were a
No,
freshman?
I was a freshman in college.
Yeah.
I remember because I remember talking about a guy I had met on Hinge, and I no longer talk to that
Oh
guy.
yeah, because the title of the episode was he like chosen for over my sister
Oh,
or something like
because he
that.
followed my sister on Instagram before he even followed
Oh.
me, and like he was like
No, I
23.
but then we also talked about the guy at the party we all went to. Remember, he
Oh,
was talking to me and then he went to talk to you
yeah.
and then never talked to me. We were
Yeah.
talking about that.
I mean,
Anyway.
I'm not talking to that guy either
Well, yeah,
anymore.
obviously that's like super in the past. But 2 years ago. Anyway,
Yeah.
so a lot
Full
has
circle
changed.
moment. We're
Lot
here
has
for all the
yes
updates.
yes Avantika, do you have any specific update questions? Where are you now, Laurel?
What's happened in the last 2 years? I'm just tell me about school. How's everything going? I feel like we haven't chatted in forever. Yeah, it has been a long time. Well, let's see. The end of the semester is wrapping up, thank goodness. It's
She's a
start
vlogger
it's
now
yeah,
and she has her
I
own podcast.
yeah. YouTube channel, so I post on there. I started with my podcast. I started there, and then I kind of started posting vlogs, and then I ended up posting like a video of me packing for a trip. So I kind of just like am posting a bunch of different things,
And you
and
do
then
reels
on
on
my
Instagram.
Instagram I do reels just about like just I mostly do get ready with me's, so like putting outfits together and getting ready for class or whatever that I'm doing, and then I'll also talk about my diabetes a little bit too, which
You
it's
was
November.
diagnosed.
It's November. Yeah, I was
You
diagnosed.
were diagnosed last time.
It's November, so it's Diabetes Awareness Month, which is
Oh.
by the way. But yeah, as of right now, I'm looking at applying to Creighton at the end of December to hopefully, fingers are crossed, hopefully do their like it's not an accelerated program, but they call it a 3+3. So I would apply at the end of December, hoping to get in for their fall semester next year. And so my senior year at ASU would be my first year at
Four
Creighton.
plus one, but for PT school. So it's longer because PT
Oh,
school is longer.
yeah. And
And then
so
it'd
my
be 6 years at Creighton after that?
No, so it would be 2 more years after I get accepted. So they call it a
Oh.
3+3. I think it's because it's
But it's
like
really four
three
plus
years.
two.
It's 3 years at ASU, 3 years at Creighton. The first
Okay.
year at Creighton and my senior year at
Overlap.
ASU overlap, and the credits transfer back to for me to get my bachelor's through ASU. But
Yeah.
like I'm taking them at
But
Creighton.
basically a four plus two.
Yeah.
But they, you know, what's interesting though is they don't even use ASU abandoned the term four plus one now completely. Like it's just
Oh,
accelerated masters for four
really?
plus one. Yeah. So now they stopped calling four, which I feel like it's better branding to call it a four plus one, but now it's just an accelerated master's is what they call it. Because I guess some people don't do it. Like I have a bunch of people in my cohort that are doing three plus ones. Because they just did undergrad faster, but
Oh,
yeah, so they
okay.
don't even call it
Interesting.
that.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know that
Yeah.
that was the
Yeah.
case. But
Super
I mean,
exciting. And so
yeah,
if you don't do the accelerated, then do you have to apply for like normal other PT schools your senior year? And
So
then it just be
I could still apply to Creighton again. I would just be applying this same time, but a year from now. So
right.
it and then it would just be for like on basically like normal track for like what everyone else normally does, because this is it's a brand new program. Like there's only the cohort of people that are doing this program as of right now is one girl.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
That's crazy.
so she started whenever they started their fall term, she started, and she's the only one who's like went to ASU, was accepted for
Oh.
this, and then technically no one was even supposed to start until like this coming fall, this next 2025, but because she had met all the requirements that they had set up already, they were like, I mean, why not like have a
Yeah.
guinea pig go through it? And so,
I
I
was just
mean,
gonna say that kind of works out better for you because
if you get into the program, at least one person's done it already, so you have some
Yes.
sort of ground to walk on. But
Yes,
it also, I feel like
exactly.
this gives you a better shot because it's so brand new. They're going to be looking for more people, hopefully. And so
Oh,
my
that's
fingers are
my
crossed for
hope.
you. Yeah, that's
Thank
super
you.
exciting.
I'm really hopeful. Everyone that I've talked to and the professors that I've talked to, they've said that I have a really good chance. There's just a few things that still have to fall into place, like before my application is like fully sent in and all that. But I'm very hopeful. I'm hopeful that it all works out just because they have such a good program. They're like number, they're like, I think I th they're in the top 10, I believe, of like PT schools in the country. I think they're number four, but Creighton had the first PT program in the country. So like they're very
Did you apply to
prestigious.
Creighton
A lot ago?
I did. I'm pretty sure I did. Yeah, they
Because I
have an
remember you
amazing
tell you're like
school
random
too.
school in Nebraska, and then you
Oh,
were and I were talking, and I was like, that's Creighton. Yeah,
yeah.
they
Doesn't
have
Creighton have a campus in Arizona too, or is that
they
just for med?
do. They do, yeah. They built it in like 2021. It's in downtown Phoenix. It's like right down the street from the ASU campus. It's prob I haven't toured it yet, but I'm assuming it's by where like, the U of A and
Building
NAU's
exactly.
campuses are,
Because
like
she did a
downtown.
summer program at the U of A building
Okay.
downtown. Yeah, no, everything's super close. Midwestern is over there too, like in the Phoenix Dale area. They have a bunch of
Like
stuff.
you though, she has like so much clinical experience and stuff that I think she'll be just fine.
I hope
So.
so.
I'm doing my first like shadowing at like a hospital
Oh,
over
whoa.
like over winter break, like December 17th, I think is the day I'm gonna be doing
Yeah.
it. Because one of
That'll
the
be
phys
good.
yeah, and I've never done anything in a hospital like that before. So besides like being admitted as a patient, but that
Other
doesn't
than
really.
that,
That doesn't
no,
really
you'll get the
count.
other side of it.
Yes, I'll get to see the other side of it. So I'm excited to just kind of see like how that works, just because it's very different than outpatient,
What's your end goal? Like, as a physical therapist, what do you want to be doing?
So I don't know exactly what population I want to work with Not yet. athletes necessarily.
At
first, I was thinking like a very heavily towards like working with athletes or just like in sports because I did athletic training in high school, and so that was like what I knew, what I was comfortable with. But now, since I've been working at the PT clinic that I'm at now for almost 3 years now, and I've seen a variety of population of people, and I've done some clinical experience like in a neuro clinic and like with an ALS program, and like I feel like I've seen a little bit more that's it's opened my mind up to like what I could do. I think it would be cool to have my own clinic, but I don't know exactly what that would entail. Like when I visualize it, I see it as like a PT clinic where they also offer like how would I say like low impact activities because like yoga and things like that, just because the older population have trouble finding things that like they're able to like participate in. And if it's all in one place, it's easier for people. And it would be like, and it wouldn't be like a membership, but it would kind of be the same idea. And having the PTs on site as well that like you're working with, it's like if someone feels like something isn't right, or something happened, they're literally right there already with you. So something along the lines like that. But as far as population goes, I don't know. I kind of like the geriatric population.
Okay, very
That's unique.
interesting.
I know, like a lot of people do not like older people, but I kind of like here. I like having conversations with them sometimes, and just they have like a
Lots of
lot.
stories.
Yeah, they have a lot to say and a lot to share. So I've honestly found myself kind of like connecting with some of the older patients at the clinic a little bit more.
That's
As
so cute.
and yeah, so what? Well, what about you? I don't know. Should this all be like about me, Well, or can I yes. ask Ivantika how she is? Yes, but I had a question. Ivantika, did you do your medical scribing in a hospital?
No, that was in like just a clinic, a private
Okay,
clinic.
what did you so did you have hospital experience before Peru?
No, so in high school, I volunteered at a hospital, but like back then, they don't really let you do much. It's like inventory and unpacking boxes and stuff. So that's the only hospital experience I've been like, other than Costa Rica and Peru.
She got to see a live birth in Peru.
That's
They just let her in the
crazy.
room.
Oh my God.
And they wouldn't let the dads in the room. And I was so shocked because they would like literally make the dads wait outside. And they're like, okay, you can come in. And I was like, are you sure? I mean, like, I'm just standing in the corner. So I just stood in the corner and I watched the whole thing. And then when I was leaving, the poor dad was like, what happened? Like, what's going on? And I was like, your baby's beautiful. Like, your baby was born, but like, I have to go. Like, and then I just left. And I was like, hopefully someone gave him an update. But it
Yeah,
was
no kidding.
wild.
That's
Yeah,
funny.
it was really
I wonder
funny.
if that was like just like a privacy, like, do you think like a culture privacy thing?
Yeah,
I
I
think
think it was definitely
so.
a cultural thing because they had like 2 to 3 moms per room. So it wasn't like if the dad had come in, he would have been with like 2 other women who were also in the
Okay.
process of being
So it's
enrolled
like
in
a
birth.
privacy thing. Because small hospital in South America vibes, you know? Okay. I
Makes
feel like we
sense.
should talk of less about Avantika because then I feel like it'll be repeat information because she gives updates on the podcast all
Okay,
the
this
time.
is so random, but Acacia's been sending me videos of puppies all day, and I just want to know the story behind why do you have so many puppies at your house right now?
Okay, so
Our
the
uncle has a dog
and has and sh he h keeps missing the spay clinic to get her fixed. And so she got pregnant for the second time. Last time he came, he also had puppies, or two times ago, whatever. He lives out in New Mexico. And so he can't leave the puppies to come here for Thanksgiving.
Oh
And
my
so he just
gosh.
brought them all with, but they have homes. I think he found homes for most of them. But yeah, so he just had to bring them all with. So we have 5 puppies in our laundry room right now. They're
Oh,
very
and your
cute.
dad just keep
We don't need
wanting.
a dog. We have Posty, man. We don't
Yes,
need
but
a
like,
dog.
a puppy is different because you can like actually bring it out into the world.
She's so mad she posts, you won't let her walk in.
Yeah, I wish
Have
that
you
Posty.
tried?
I tried to put a collar on him when I first got him, and it was no
He
go.
ripped it
Like,
off.
he was not having it. And Really?
also,
You
yeah,
need to get a
and
harness.
the thing is that he likes the idea of being outside. But
Okay.
once he's there, he d like I don't think he would like it. I don't think he would like it because he doesn't even like being in the car. Like when we've gone up to the cabin, he literally meows almost the whole
Unless
time.
it's dark. If it's dark, he's
If
fine.
it's light outside and he can see outside, he doesn't like it. But literally, once the sun went down, he was fine. He was like
Oh.
chilling. So I
Okay,
don't
your
need
next
it.
pet can be a dog. Yeah,
Next
that's
pet.
like the next step up. I feel like cat is a little low maintenance, and then dog is the next level. You should tell like the Postie story. Like, how did you get
Oh,
him?
yeah. I
Did we
feel
not
like I
tell the
haven't heard any
story?
of that. We didn't
What?
have Posty yet.
No, but I don't know if I told the Postie story on the podcast.
I don't think so. Okay,
If
you can
you did,
tell
it was a
Posty's
long time
story.
ago.
It's funny. You
Because
can tell Posty's
technically,
story.
he's Laurel's cat, right?
He is,
Yeah,
but
he
he's,
is.
but we share him in terms of we get to pet him. Yeah. So
She takes care of him, though,
Posty,
and pays for his
okay.
vet
Are
bills.
you gonna interrupt me the whole time,
No,
or are
go
you
ahead.
actually
Go
gonna let me
ahead. Go
talk?
ahead.
Okay.
Start
So
from the beginning. Like, have you wanted a cat forever?
yes, so we had cats growing up, and our last cat ended up passing away. I don't even know. Do you know what year?
Taj passed away. I thought it was while I was in Europe in 2019.
It might have been, actually, I think it
It was
was.
during the Europe trip because you called me in Switzerland.
Yes.
Well, I was in Switzerland.
So our last cat had passed away in like 2019, and so ever since then we have wanted a cat. And like we've made jokes like over the years. Acacia specifically actually was the one that was always making the jokes of like, one day I'm just gonna come home with a cat. And I was saying that I wanted a cat, and I had just moved home from living in the dorms after freshman year, and I had just kept talking about I want a cat, I want a cat, I want a cat. And Acacia, I woke up one day and Acacia had texted me and was like, hey, one of my friends is like getting rid of kittens, like selling kittens
In
because
Tempe.
in Tempe, because his roommate and or his roommate's cat and his cat had kittens together. So
Wow.
they just had kittens. And so I was like, yes, I'll go over and I will get one very happily. So
Yeah.
then
He was like,
I
what,
like
20
got,
bucks? How much did he charge you?
he was 30 bucks. He was 30 bucks.
Nice. Cheapest you ever paid for something for him,
Yeah,
probably.
that is the cheapest thing I probably
Yeah.
actually no, his like little baby rubber shoes that I oh yeah, that's a whole other thing.
He's a
But
little black market cat. You got him.
yes.
Nice.
And so I reached out to the guy who was selling them, and he was like, yeah, whatever, like come stop by and you can like choose one out.
Wow.
And so I went with my best friend Zoe, and we went over there and met up with him, went up, and I chose Posty. I don't know, he kind of just like was the best cat there, I
The other one was
guess.
not as cute.
The
He was the
other
cutest.
there's three,
Okay.
and I don't know, he was Posty was like the cutest and the fluffiest, so
Did
I
you
just
want a boy or girl cat going
yes.
into it?
No, there was no specific, and honestly, like the roommate and the guy like couldn't even they like were guessing
Oh.
it was a guy, but it's really hard to tell with cats,
Right.
especially yeah, especially when they're little, it's hard to know. And
Yeah.
so anyways, brought him home, and our dad was out of town.
Oh.
And so I just was like, you know what? I'm gonna get this cat no matter what. So I brought him home
Oh my
and took care of him for the week until our dad got back. And then our dad
I
ended up
do
getting,
remember this. Yeah.
yes. And our dad ended up getting back like late at night. So I was like, okay, I'm just gonna wait till the morning to tell him. Kept
Right.
him locked in my bathroom overnight, because at that point I still wasn't letting him wander the house, because I was like, I am so scared he's gonna like get stuck or lost and I'm gonna freak out. Like
Yeah.
literally for the first probably like 3 months, every time I couldn't find him, I was like, he ran away, or like
Oh
he like got stuck, like, and he's like dead, like I don't know what happened. So but in the morning, once everyone was awake, I think it was you who came to me and you were like,
Oh, yeah. I was
are
like,
you
have
gonna
you
tell
told
him?
him yet?
And
Yeah.
I was just like, no. And so I went and I grabbed him, and then I opened my dad's door and I was just like, so dad, are you like mentally prepared for a surprise right now? And he just looked at me like, oh no. And then I was
Oh,
like,
he knew
so
exactly.
this oh yeah. And I was like, so this is Posty. He's a kitten. He's like, I don't even know how old he was at that point. If he was born, he was born like four.
He's
He
like
was a
6 weeks old or
yeah,
something.
because I got him
In July, right around my birthday. Because I remember his first vet appointment was on my
June,
birthday.
June,
On my
July. He
birthday, we
was
took
like
him to the vet.
two and a half months then.
Yeah, he
So
was little. But
yeah.
he was potty trained when you
He was
got
already
him.
potty trained.
What?
Like, yeah, I know, which is crazy. He was already potty trained, but I had to pay for like his shots and stuff. So, but that was yeah, I got that done like pretty much right away. But when I showed him to my dad, my dad just like grabbed him, and or like I just passed it to him, and he was just like,
And they said, we're
okay.
not keeping him.
He didn't even say
I
that.
swear he said
He
that to me
didn't.
later.
If he said that to you later, then I don't know why he would have said that to you later, because he literally didn't say anything to me about it. Was basically like, okay. And then later that day when I came home, he had come home from Costco with a cat tree.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's so
So,
cute.
and then
Oh.
they've been best friends basically since
Because my
then.
dad works from home, so they hang out
Right.
all day.
All day.
Yeah.
So they're
It
besties.
also
And
helps that Posty's literally the cutest cat that I've ever
And
seen.
he's
Like,
super
your dad
social
couldn't have
because
said no.
he was born in a college apartment, so he's like been
Yeah.
around people his whole life. So he's like the friendliest cat. Like even right now, we were just at a family thing. There was 10 people here, and most cats would be hiding under the bed. He was literally just weaving under all of our feet. Like he's
Oh.
so social.
Yeah, he likes people. He likes
Could you explain
attention.
his name?
Oh, his name. So his name is Posty. I think I already said that, but it's from my favorite like music artist, Post Malone. So he was like my first, after I guess I always say that he was my first favorite like music artist, but I guess Taylor Swift would be my
Yeah.
first. I just don't listen to like updated Taylor, like new Taylor Swift
Yeah.
stuff, so I don't really consider myself like a Swiftie
You
or
were one of
whatever.
the OGs.
Yeah, I was an OG, but I didn't like keep up past like 19. Which one was first? Was it 1989 or Reputation?
Reputation was afterwards.
Okay, so then Reputation
Because
is
we
like
went
the
to that
last.
concert together.
Yes, That was the
Oh.
last concert, or like that was the last album I kept up with, basically. But anyways, named after Post Malone. Post Malone's fans call him Posty, so I named my cat Posty, and when I yell at him, I call him Posty Malone.
I don't know if I've ever heard you do that, actually.
It's not very often, but when he chewed my third phone charger to the
Oh.
point where I couldn't use it
He's
anymore.
destructive. He's in his teenage gremlin
Yeah, I had to.
mode.
So he ended up chewing a pair of my like rubber slides that I had. And when I went to go to Ross to buy him like a cat toy, I was with our dad, and we were walking past like the baby shoes, and my dad was like, "Oh my gosh, like look, those look just like yours." And I'm like, "Oh, that would be so funny if that's what I got him." And then my dad was like, "Well, why don't you just get them those for him? You know he's gonna like them." And so I did, and he loves them. He
Wait.
chewed them up so
Oh.
much.
Oh no.
Then
Now it's been three chargers and two pairs of shoes. He's on his second pair of baby
wow.
shoes. Yeah, which
There you go.
the baby shoes that I have now, that I he has now, were supposed to be for one of my old coworkers is having a baby, and I bought like her baby a little like outfit and shoes, and
Oh.
Posty literally tore into the Target bag and started chewing on the shoes before I could even wrap the present. So
Okay. Does he
he
have like
got the
his cat
shoes.
toys that he also likes to chew on, or is he very
Like
particular
not
about
like
those?
real toys, really. Bought him like some cat toys, and he doesn't like them. Like he does at times. He's very selective, but majority of the time, he's chewing on my Nike slides that I have in my room, which are just
That's
like
very
rubber.
teenage angst, like the
Yeah.
rebellious side of him.
Yes, for sure. And also because he only started doing this like, I don't even know, like 6 months ago. No, it's been longer, but it was after I'd had him for a long time. So it was out of nowhere he started chewing on stuff. And
He's
so
just bored because he doesn't have another cat to play with, and like we're not home, and if my dad's home, he'll only pet him like sometimes. So it's like
I can't even get mad.
the cutest thing he's figured out to do with his shoes, he's figured out how to fling the shoe for himself, like to throw it. So he like throws it up in the air and then chases it. It's super
Oh.
cute.
It is pretty cute. He's learned how to play with himself like that.
No, the videos Acacia sends me are my daily serotonin boost, so I always enjoy seeing Posty.
He's
You guys were
adorable.
saying you had family over for like an early Thanksgiving. How
Yeah,
did
we
that go?
do like every year we do meat pie making. So this is a tradition from our French Canadian side because it's pork pie, which is like tauchiao pie. And so our family has been making that for a long time. So after my grandma passed away, I just heard the story. I don't know if you heard Auntie Donna's talking about it, but when my grandma passed away, when we were in like elementary school, we started doing a family gathering to make the meat pies, usually around Thanksgiving time. And what we do is we eat last year's pies and then make the ones for the next year. And it's a whole big thing. We make like 10 pies worth of filling, and then we only like eat like three or four pies. Like we ate three pies tonight. Did we even pull the other one got pulled out of the oven,
I
I'm
don't
sure.
know. I
She
don't
doesn't
eat
like
the pie. I
it.
don't like it personally. So I didn't eat any.
But we just do that. It's just family gathering. We all get together, make the pies, catch up, have sparkling cider.
Fun. So
Yes,
do
it
you
was
freeze the
nice.
pies for a year?
Yeah,
Like you
we
make them
freeze
and then
them.
freeze them.
Make them
Okay.
and freeze them. And then sometimes, I think there was talk today, like we'll eat some at Christmas too.
Yeah.
Because we make so many. Like it's a
Right.
whole operation. Like literally, we started at 11 a.m. this morning. Like as I made the ones from last year.
Yeah,
Because we had eaten our Christmas
well,
pie.
because did we freeze the filling or did
Yeah,
we
we
freeze
freeze
the
fillings. We
pie?
ate the frozen one, and then we have filling, so I had to use last year's filling to make new pies today. I got really artsy with the dough too. I had like decorations and everything.
I saw that. So with the pies, do you have different fillings or they're all the
No,
same filling?
it's just pork and potatoes and onion. That's
Oh,
it.
okay.
Three
Very simple.
ingredients.
Classic.
It's very simple, but I don't know. I've just never been that big of a fan. Maybe it's because it's so plain, or like I've just seen the process of how it's made and
The
like
meat
it's not.
grinding is kind of gruesome,
It's a little,
TBH.
it's just a little like stomach turning for me. So I enjoyed a nice frozen tortellini and
From the pod.
yummy meatball, yeah, from the pod. So
Classic, typical
Sophia
pod
brought it.
student.
Yeah, Sophia
So
brought it home.
I know your dad and his brother like to hunt. Do they hunt the meat that you guys use, or you just
No,
like?
because it's just pig. It's just pig.
Okay.
It's
Okay.
pork.
So you
But
just.
I actually sauteed. I don't remember if I've ever seen them like do the whole thing, but they just bought a whole pork shoulder, is what it looked like, really. It was like
Oh.
a big just chunk of meat, and so they were just sitting there like cutting it apart.
Yeah, I've never seen that
And then
part of
we
it.
grind it together with the potato and onion, like literally in an electric grinder. They
It's not
shove it
a.
all in there. I
Is
mean,
it
you plug
electric?
it in,
Oh,
yeah.
okay.
And then you shove it all in, and it puts out like a paste. It looks gross, but it tastes good.
Yeah,
Okay,
see?
good.
The face of Wantika's making
It
right now
tastes
is
good.
literally
It
me.
tastes good because
As
it
long
makes
as
it like
the end
mashed
product is there.
potato. Yeah, and it makes it like mashed potato consistency,
Yeah.
which
We had
she
it.
also doesn't like.
I
So
don't,
maybe
yeah.
that's why you don't like it. I don't like
Oh,
mashed
it
potato.
must be a texture thing then.
It might be.
Do you like pudding? That's kind of different.
Yeah, I like pudding. I like pudding. Mashed potatoes, I think I feel like we ate mashed potatoes a lot growing up. And so I just kind of like just now I just feel like I've had enough mashed potatoes for the
Yeah.
rest of my life. Like I
You've
never need
had
to
your
eat mashed
fill.
potatoes. And sometimes I'll have mashed potatoes, but like I never choose to have them, if that makes sense. Like I'm probably gonna have like a little bit on Thanksgiving, but it's only gonna be because like I won't have a full like enough on my plate if
Right.
I don't have
Just
some
like a
mashed
little
potatoes.
taste. Yeah.
Yeah. So
We had a Friendsgiving at school last week, which was like kind of early for Thanksgiving, but I think it's because everyone goes on break and
yeah.
stuff. And I didn't realize I was mentally prepared for Thanksgiving until I started eating that food. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is delicious. And now I've just been excited for a whole week for actual Thanksgiving so I can have more Thanksgiving food. Plus, I got leftovers from that event because they're always giving out lots of
Go
free food to
score.
all of us. Yeah. So
Yeah.
I had
Don't have
plenty
to
of
cook.
Thanksgiving.
Lots of
Exactly.
leftovers. What did I know I've asked you this before. What do you guys do for Thanksgiving
We
usually?
do like typical American Thanksgiving actually, because my cousin's family also lives here. It's my uncle, aunt, and then my two cousins. And so
Yeah.
every year they come over and they bring a couple of dishes, and then mom makes the turkey and she makes a whole bunch of dishes. And then it's just like traditional Thanksgiving. We'll sit around the table and eat food and say what we're thankful for. And we've been doing that for years, like a long time. But I know.
Predating the kids, then probably.
Yeah,
Because your
predating
cousins are
the
young.
cousins for sure. I don't think my parents did it like before we were born. I think it was like probably when we were in elementary school or middle school or
Yeah, you
something.
guys probably came home with like the worksheets and hand turkeys, and they're like,
Exactly.
okay. Yeah, I bet your mom, I can just picture your mom getting super into it, like being
That's
like,
the
oh my God,
thing.
we have to do all the American dishes and everything.
And she loves cooking too. And so she's like,
Yeah.
oh, I'll try this one out, try
She's
this
a
one
cooking
out.
Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
Yeah.
she's really into cooking.
Yeah. And
Oh, I
so
wish
that's
I knew
what we
that.
do. And then Christmas is also like an American Christmas because we don't have any Indian holidays that fall around that time anyway. So
And
it's
you
just
have the holidays
Indian.
the rest of the year to do Indian food too.
Exactly. So I get to do my Indian holidays and then I get to do the American holidays. And so it's just a bonus.
It
Works
works
out.
out. It works out.
A lot of good food.
Yes.
Yeah. You guys aren't going out of town or anything for Thanksgiving, right?
Nope.
You're up
We'll
chipping
be
around.
here. We'll be
Yeah.
here. I mean, just Tucson after like
Right.
the Saturday after Thanksgiving, but
Yeah.
otherwise I'll be here.
I don't know. The next
Trip I have potentially planned, well, it's gonna happen, but I just don't know exactly when is one of my friends is gonna be doing an exchange to Amsterdam. So I wanna go stay
Whoa.
with her. So
Okay.
yeah, I'm gonna go. It's gonna be for, oh gosh, I don't know. She said, I'm pretty sure she said she's gonna be going like January, and then she's gonna be there through like either May or June. Like it's a semester long
Yeah.
exchange. So me and then two of my friends were all like friends from high school.
Yeah.
We're gonna go fly out and stay with her for a little bit. She's not staying in Amsterdam. It's like a little bit outside of Amsterdam, but obviously we're gonna go in Amsterdam if
Yeah.
we go. I want to
There
see
you
what it's
go.
all about. I'm excited. It's
And then
good,
she
but
can
it's
show
hard
you
to.
around because she'll be
Yeah.
there for a little bit.
She can show me the red light district.
Yeah.
The red
with
light district
teenagers.
is not all it's cracked up to
Well,
be,
it's
let
just
me
it's
tell you.
talked about a lot. So like
Yeah.
obviously it's like
It's like Las Vegas. Like it's really nothing crazy.
okay,
TBH.
but a lot of people think that Las Vegas is so cool. Like literally it's their favorite place
Yeah.
ever. So like
I don't get it,
maybe people's favorite place is the red light district of Asia. And the thing
scary.
is, you have to do it. It's like people
Yeah.
don't go to Nevada and then not go to Las Vegas. Like you have
Yeah.
to do it if you're there. So
Exactly. I
I
mean,
just
yeah, no one goes anywhere else in Nevada, so.
no, that's a first point.
Yeah. It's
Yeah.
like going to California, not going to the
Yeah.
beach. Like, you gotta go to the
You guys are
beach.
good friends for going and visiting her. I got no visitors my whole time.
Okay,
Not that
she
I
is being
visited you either.
thrown.
Not that I ever visited you either, to be
Right.
fair. But
Yeah.
yeah, you guys are. I wonder if you're gonna be
I
able to pull
guess.
it together with the other people, because I believe that you'll make it happen, but I
Yeah.
don't know if your other friends
No,
will, because that's a big deal.
I think that me and Morgan will be able to pull it off, and I'm hoping that Teresa is able to hop on board. I don't know why we wouldn't be able to figure it out. The only thing I can think of is like money. Like
Yeah, it's
if
expensive.
because like obviously I'm not gonna ask like our dad to pay for my ticket or
Yeah.
anything like
Yeah.
that. I'm gonna have to pay for my ticket, and I'm assuming that like my other friends aren't gonna ask their parents for it, because like why would they pay for it when they're already paying for their college, and we're gonna be literally probably missing school. So like, hey mom and dad, can you like pay for me to miss the
Well,
college
it
that you're
ends in
paying
May.
thousands of dollars for me to
School
go
ends in
to?
May,
I
so.
don't think that we're gonna be able to go then. Like, I don't know the timing. I don't know enough. Follow
Yeah.
me on Instagram to find out at
Yeah.
Lauren Washtek.
Yeah.
Good transition. And I think that's a great segue to wrap this up as well. And we always do song of the week at the end. I have a
Yes.
feeling that Laurel might choose something Posty related, but
I
that might be
can.
me guessing too
I don't
much.
know if that's what you've been listening to lately, though.
Actually been listening to I was listening to Ariana Grande today. I was listening to her Positions album, and
So
West
good.
Side is such a good
You've I'm
song.
sure you've posted on your story
Yeah.
like five
No, I
times.
haven't.
West Side, I feel like, or
No,
you've played
I've
it in the
never
car with me because you love that.
probably played it in the car. You've heard me listening to it in
Yeah.
the shower, but yeah, I West Side, good one. I'd never like
Yeah.
reuse the same songs on my story. I'm actually very conscious of that,
Okay.
so.
I don't think I actually mentioned it, but I was kind of put on Benson Boone by someone, and so I've been listening to his album that came out this year, Fireworks and Rollerblades. And I Beautiful Things was a TikTok sound, like a part of it
Yes.
was a TikTok song, and I did like that. And then what else did I really liked? I really liked Forever in a Day, I think. So I'm gonna say Forever in a Day is my song.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice. I think for me, Acacia reminded me that Shawn Mendes came out with a new album like
Yes,
a couple
true.
days ago. And so I finally listened to the whole thing. And I think right now, the one that resonates with me the most is called In Between. And then, if not that one, I like Heart of Gold. All of them so far are good. I just didn't like his two singles that he put out from the album because those were kind
Why,
of
and
edited. Yeah. But the ones actually on the album are good, I think.
you like it overall, even though it's a sad boy album?
I like it. Yeah. I feel like it suits the era I'm into. Like it like matches the vibe right now. It's nice. It's
That's
like you can
fair.
fall. Yeah.
Isn't that such a good feeling when like a whole album hits? Oh,
Exactly.
so
Yeah.
good. When you can just press shuffle on one album, it's like, okay, another
Yes.
good here, since you guys gave like two songs, Go
I'll
ahead.
say just like honestly, like any Khalid song, but American Teen, I've been listening to a lot. That one's been resonating with me, I would Okay.
say. So Okay. Cool. We'll add it very
all to the
nice.
list.
Yes, it's on
Laurel, it
my
was
list.
so nice catching up with you and chatting. I'm glad that you were our first guest that we've had on twice. So congrats for
Yes.
that.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Of
We
course.
need to get Sophia on because Sophia's never been on.
Yeah, you've gone on twice, so we need to get the other
Yeah.
sister on too.
She almost would have recorded with us if she wasn't doing homework right now. We offered.
There you go.
Yeah.
Next
Okay.
time.
Well, thanks for listening. Hopefully you enjoy. Thanks for being on, Laurel.
Of course. See you guys next time.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Staccato. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave us some stars and a review telling us what you think.